faithful indeed. Mm-hmm. And he got acquainted with Eunice. Finally, Anderson, he went, carried his boy out with, on account of being around TB, you know, his mother died of TB, and he didn't want him to catch it. And he went out west, went to work in Yuma, Arizona. And he sent Eunice a telegram or something to come out there, you know, and they got married. Mm-hmm. And SL and Biddy and Rudolph, of course, they got on the train and all went out there. And married, and raised a family. And finally, this old boy built, he was about the best carpenter in the state, I guess. But he got pretty popular out there. They elected for mayor. Mm-hmm. And he was the mayor for, I don't know how many years, of Yuma, Arizona. Mm-hmm. But there's where FTL, all his cousins, all of his brothers raised. And about 2 or 3 years ago, he come out here. FTL did. Man, he looked like he always did, but he was as gray headed as a fool. I don't know, that refrigerator, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hadn't been over 50 years, you know. That's a long time. Mm-hmm. But he said he missed a draft. He didn't get, he had a job. He was a switchman or something on a train, you know, and they was exempted, you know, that had a skill of doing anything. They wasn't drafted. So they, he worked there in Goldtown. But Billy, he was working in a bank teller or something. And the other one, I forget what he had done. But it got Eunice, our cousin, Mary Anderson. I don't think she ever did like it out there because it got so doggone hot in the summer. 110 degrees. Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably in the desert.
Did it seem like a lot of people in Boaz?
Yeah, a lot of them. He was out there during the panic, and a lot of people, his relatives and some Eunice's relatives, they went out there. The Millers. And Stogie Miller, I don't know, I had the other people. Mm-hmm. And he had two boys go out there. And old Anderson gave them a job during the panic, you know. Boy, they were proud to get it. And they were mixing mortar. All the houses out there, I think, were made with this, some kind of mortar. And
It seemed like a lot of people in Boaz came down with TB during the 30s, or?
Yeah, they did. I got an uncle died with Papa's sister.
What about scarlet fever? That wasn't quite, or it wasn't nowhere near as common as TB, was it?
I don't know about he. Can't tell. He got over this fever, but mm-hmm. he had to stay in bed a long time.
Yeah.
He couldn't get out.
Oh, I bet.
But it's a thousand wonders if we hadn't what our system was just in the way that we mm-hmm. did. sacred.
That is good. Well, do you have anything else to tell me about Marshall County?
Well, Sand Mountain pretty well known, you know, all over the whole South.
Oh, yeah.
I got a job up there in Youngstown, you know, and I was telling Miss Ryan, she lived in, I was renting a room from her, you know, sleep.
Where at? In Youngstown, or?
In Youngstown.
Okay.
Telling her about Sand Mountain, you know, all that stuff. She just was, how far is that from John H. Dade's school? I said, well, it's in Bowie. She said, well, I've always heard about John H. Dade Seminary. See, it used to be a high school. And Murdoch, my sister, been to school with her.
Huh.
She got a John H. Dade graduating degree.
Hmm.
What's left of it?
I heard it one time it was a ladies' school.
All that was a bunch of Northern Methodist people built a school to take care of, you know, of girls. It was actually a girls' school, but finally they let men.
Mm-hmm.
But Burgess, she finished. And boy, I mean, she had to dig finish too. It was tough.
Murtis is your sister, right?
Hmm?
Murtis is your sister, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just in case anybody else.
Oh, you know about Murtis now, didn't you? She's been hurt, no? Lost her leg.
Oh, that's horrible.
I hadn't been down there to see her in a long time. Need to get down there and see her. But Ray and Arch went down there and said some of her friends that's nursing home, she was getting acquainted with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they learned how to play bingo. And they play bingo, you know. Marge was telling Arch and that Ray about her winning $2 or $3, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get down there and talk to her about it. She says, oh, I said, I'm going to give it to somebody, you know, that needs it, you know. But Murray's been, she's got money, or had money.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty house she had. Mm-hmm.
She gave away a Cadillac and nearly used Buick. Give David, her boy, before James died. See, he died here just a few months ago. But before he died, and of course, Bert was in the hospital before he got in the hospital. But he had he was in bad shape for a long time. But anyway, before he died, he called his lawyer, old Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer Floyd, yeah. He's a politician now. Mm-hmm. He lived in yesterday, James Hewitt, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But he had Floyd to build him out a deed that he did all of his belongings to David, that's the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he had died without deed, some kind of a deed that the hospitals could take everything that they've got.
Hmm.
And somebody told me that his house that he lived in down there by the river, and the land he had down there all come to $250,000. That's a hell of a lot of money.
Wow.
But he had a pretty nice home and another little house down there, brick house down there by the river, you know, that he used to. I don't know what. It was just a one room out there.
Yeah.
But it had a all kind of fishing boat, you know, all kind of fishing equipment. Yeah, he's pretty well off. I knew Burns had some money, because back in 1940, she got a job up here, boy, as a little telephone,
mm-hmm.
Central, they called it Central Station back then.
Uh-huh.
Well, and she had to work at night.
Uh-huh.
And I was a little, of course, small boy, but little Bert's proud, just during the panic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was before things started getting good, you know. It wasn't the hardest part, but she got this job working part-time, just maybe two or three hours a week, but she'd have to work different hours. And I know that Ben, Alice, and Archie, some of us would have to go up there and quit, and when she'd get off work and walk home.
Uh-huh.
Because she was scared to walk by herself. But back then, any employee with a Bell telephone could buy stock.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a certain amount of every payday she had put in on stock. Well, heck, back before World War II started, they called her Cad. And there she got a regular
full-time
job, and her and James got married, and she's working down there, but that they're still taking out the dang stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And 25 years ago, James told me, he said, "Hey, I wish I could sell my stock out of the steel plant and transfer it to Bell." Because Bell telephone stock is about the best stock you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Pays more.
Yeah.
But Bert's a stingy. She's as stingy as. I ain't lying to you. She get out and on her days off work, pick blackberries. Her and mama go to, on her days off from work, they go to the doggone briar patches and they pick blackberries and big bucket pulled of them and take them home. Mom and her clean them and cook them,
mm-hmm.
make jelly out of them. And boy, she's tired.